Good morning. Let's bow our head. Holy Spirit, come and take control. Amen. I have chosen for today Psalm 23. Which I learned in my Sunday school, and still I remember it by heart. So this psalm was written by David, who described relationship between sheep and shepherd. And when he wrote this psalm, he found security and provision. Then he declared that Lord is my shepherd. So we will go verse by verse, and the Lord is my shepherd. And first we will speak about sheep and then the shepherd. Sheep is a foolish animal. She's very patient. She's meek. She's stubborn. She's submissive. She's very weak. And she has got poor eyesight. And in times of danger, she cannot defend herself. And she's innocent. If she loses her way, she cannot come back home. And she prefers to stay in herd. Sheep also, they don't have their upper teeth. They have just dental pad, their gums. Female sheep are oys, male are ram, and the baby sheep are called lamb. Ram has horn that are used for the trumpets and can be used to keep oil and wine. There are 11 species of sheep found in Asia. Sheep is used for sacrificial offerings. They provide meat, and ram skin is dyed red and used in tabernacle. And a shepherd keeps their sheep's name, and when they call their sheep by their name, they listen to him, but they don't answer to the strangers. So verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." So we will divide this in two parts. The Lord is my shepherd. That he is Jehovah Rohi means he is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, that he will provide and I will not want. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth, he restoreth my soul. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. He leads me beside still waters. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord is our righteousness and he leads me in the paths of righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord present, I will fear no evil and because thou art with me. Jehovah Nasi, the Lord is our banner. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And second part of that verse is, I shall not want. Green pastures speaks of provision. Still water speaks of peace. The restoring of my soul speaks of pardon. Leading in the paths of righteousness speaks of providence. He being with me in the dark valley speaks of his presence. His rod and staff speaks of preservation. The table in the presence of my enemy speaks of protection. The anointing of my head with oil and overflowing speaks of plenty. dwelling in the house of the Lord speaks of paradise. In the Bible, there were many shepherds like Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. They all were shepherds. And there are three kinds of shepherds: hired, good, and bad shepherds. Hired shepherds, they just do their duty and they go. And in time of danger, they will just run away. Bad shepherds, they are behind the herd and they control with their stick. Good shepherd, they are use their staff to gather the sheep and walk before them and the herd. And in danger times, they protect them and sacrifice their life. And the sheep, they listen to shepherd's voice there and walk behind him. In Israel, the shepherd's job was a very low job. And usually the youngest son, he used to be the shepherd. So we go on verse 2. Me to lie down in the green pasture. Sheep grazes from early morning, like they start grazing at 3 a.m. till 10 a.m. and then they lie down for 3 to 4 hours. It is impossible for a sheep to lie down if they are hungry, or when they eating, then they nibble their food, their grass, and then they sit down, and when they have their stomach is full, then they sit down and chew their cud. But sheep cannot drink running water because their coat becomes heavy and it's a danger of drowning. When sheep has overeaten, then they lie down, and if they turn upside down, they cannot come back to in their normal position. So is a mankind. If they fall in sin, they cannot turn back. So then Jesus, the good shepherd, he comes and he make them to put their normal position. Sheep do not lie down easily if they are afraid, or if there is friction among them, or if parasites or flies are disturbing them. And if the sheep are anxious about food or they are hungry. Verse 3, it says, "He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." Shepherds are sheep's doctor, and they check their body for thorns, bruises, scabs, and scratches. And if they need healing, they put oil and spices on their cuts and bruises so that the wound will get healed. Shepherd is also a protector of sheep, and he is the one who guards the sheep. Verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the, through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." The valley is in Palestine, and it is located in the hills of Bethlehem towards the Dead Sea, and it is called Wadi Kelt, that is W-A-D-I-K-E-L-T. In summer times, when, you know, sometimes when the shades are very long and tall, then the if herd is grazing there and they see any wolf or any lion there and they see their shades, they get very frightened and they think their end time has approached. And the road is like a candy cane. You know, we decorated Christmas tree with that. And it's red and in white color, and it is J-shaped. So J is Jesus, and red color is the blood of Jesus, and white is the symbol of purity and peace. And in Bible times, shepherds need a rod to fight off the predators and staff to secure the sheep. Verse 5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." So there is a table of replenishment, restoration, remembrance, and rejoicing. There is a special kind of a bug which makes the nest in sheep's head, and it multiplies quickly, and resulting the sheep becomes blind. So shepherd puts oil in her head and the bug dies. Also, there is a fly that enters in sheep's nose, and since it's a moist place, it multiplies there and makes sheep very uncomfortable. So she bangs her head. So what does a shepherd do at this time? He put oil and some spices and put in her nostrils, and then the fly dies and she becomes healed. Verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." When our days are over, we are still in the best. Best is still to come. To die is gain. Dwell in the house of the Lord where there is no sorrow, sin, disease, suffering, and Jesus will be there with us. The psalm is often read on funerals, in prisons, and when a soldier is dying, and to comfort the widow. So at the end, we will see what kind of shepherd our Jesus is. He is a good shepherd. John 10 verses 11 says, and he is a great shepherd, that found in Hebrew chapter 13 verses 20-21. He is a chief shepherd, that is in 1 Peter verses chapter 5 verses 4. He is Savior shepherd, that is Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. And he is concerned shepherd, that is in Luke 15. He is the shepherd who comforts us in tribulation, that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. And he is a good shepherd who knows the sheep by their name. He is the shepherd who can weep over the sheep, and he is the shepherd who is touched by our infirmities.